I'll be referring to three of the readings of this in this morning's sermon. To start, I reread a few verses from the Genesis 32 reading. And Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket. Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is broken." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. My first year in college, I went to Miami, Ohio. And then I was in chemistry. Then I transferred to University of Wisconsin-Madison in chemistry. And I was there for one semester. Then I took a break, detasseled corn, and built corn bins in Nebraska. God, what do you want me to do? Well, go back to Wisconsin, be a pastor. So I went back. My mother was working at Concordia University, Wisconsin at the time, and so I transferred my credits there and started in the pre-seminary program. Now, I had graduated from Milwaukee Lutheran High School there in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, and I had wrestled. And that first year back to Wisconsin, transferring to Concordia University, Wisconsin, there was an opening as assistant wrestling coach at my alma mater, Milwaukee Lutheran High School. So I had the privilege of coaching for 1 year as a junior varsity coach for Milwaukee Lutheran High School's wrestling team. And there was, and it was also as interesting, my youngest brother, that was his freshman year, so I coached my youngest brother as well. I don't know if you know a lot about wrestling, but those middle weight classes, especially the light middle weight classes from about 120 to 145, those guys are really scrappy, and they're tough. I was a 167, I was tough too, but those guys would take on anybody. In practice, they'd jump on the heavyweights to mess around. And I had a wrestler in 126 weight class. I can remember his weight class, and I can't remember his name, unfortunately. I think it was Mike. But we had a tournament for junior varsity over a period of, it was just a full Saturday. And Mike was a sophomore in high school, 126 weight class, good wrestler. And it looked like he should do well in this tournament. You have to win three in a row to be champion. He won his first match. And as the wrestling coaches do, you're at the side of the mat yelling and encouraging and giving instructions, and some wrestlers listen, some don't, but that's what you do. The second match, he did well, but there was a snap of his arm during the end of the second match. And he was in bad pain, but he hung on, and he won the match. And then, now what do you do? He's won two in a row, but he's in a lot of pain, his right wrist. Mike, I don't know if you should wrestle. No, coach, I can win this. I can do it. I'm thinking about his parents who are there, and I was just a college student. Okay. So he taped up best as I could. I didn't even have a real medical person there. Taped it up the best I could to support that wrist. And said, "Mike, if this doesn't go, I'm throwing in the towel." "Okay, coach, okay." So he was bound and determined, and he was in pain, but he went, and well, about 1 minute into that third match, The guy was beating on his arm, and that's what you do when you're a wrestler. And he was in agony. And I took the towel, rolled up the towel, threw it in. That's it. But he took second. And he was up there when they give out the medals for the tournaments for his weight class. They had to hold up his other arm because this one hurt too much. But he made it through it. And he did well. He wanted to hang on. And if I didn't throw in that towel, I was really worried about him doing something bad to the wrist. He would have kept going and going and going. In the text, in the scripture reading, Jacob hangs on. I won't let you go until you bless me. And he had an injured hip. Sometimes there's things in life, we get through it, but we have a scar, don't we? Maybe on our body, or maybe on our psyche or mind or soul. It's a scar, but we made it through. But there's something there that reminds us of that. I won't let you go until you bless me. That desire, that endurance. In life, at times when you're wrestling and you're in times of endurance, keep wrestling. Keep enduring. Why? Because you know that God is what is best. You keep wrestling and enduring with Jesus at the center because you know Jesus is the best for you. No matter what happens. What about the wrestling of the lady in the gospel reading? The wrestling with Jesus, so to speak. But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me. And he answered, it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. And she said, yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. You can't cut me off. Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. And Jesus said that very rarely. Very rarely did he say, great is your faith. That great is your faith, be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly. This woman was not an Israelite. He was in the area of Tyre and Sidon, it says there. That's not an Israel area. She was not an Israelite. She was not a daughter of Abraham by race, by heredity. But it's interesting, she called Jesus the Son of David. O Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. That is an Old Testament statement of faith. Somehow she had heard about Jesus and heard that this guy is from God. This guy can help you. Go to him. He is the Son of David. Jesus knew her. He had his plan for her. It looked like she was forgotten. But she wasn't. Jesus is bringing out her faith. And think of this woman today, how she teaches us and have taught Christians throughout the centuries. Hang on to Jesus. Even if it seems like he's not for you, he is for you. Hang on. Hang on. You're not forgotten. You are not forgotten. In the Romans 5 reading, Paul wrote, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, it's the faith in Christ that makes us right before God. Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Please note the significance of that. We have peace with God. He's for us. He is not against us. He's watching over us. as certainly as Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, we have peace with God. No matter what it looks like in our life, what's happening or not happening, we have peace with God in Jesus Christ. Whether we're ill, whether we have family problems, whether we have job problems, whether we're discouraged, whether we're depressed, whether we get into an accident, we have peace with God in Jesus Christ. Paul said in verse 2, through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Wasn't it something that Mike could stand and take that second place medal, that silver medal? Had to raise the other hand, right? This was broken, and it was broken. Found out later. But he was standing. He endured. Jesus said, when the problems come and there are terrors in the world, he said, stand, look up, your salvation is coming. We Christians stand in spirit, physically, in our souls. We can stand because Jesus has died and risen for us. And so I have peace with God and I can stand. And please remember, such New Testament stories such as this woman, or the angels singing to the shepherds, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. As certain as that story should remind you in times of trouble, the angels sang, peace on earth, I am at peace with God, no matter what's going on. The angel choir reminds me, I am at peace with God. You have to keep looking at the ball. Whether you're golfing or you're going to do volleyball, you're going to hit the baseball, or whether you're going to kick the soccer ball, or you're going to receive the rugby ball, or you're going to kick the football, the eye is on the ball. Pay attention to it. Hang on. Even if it takes all night or the whole life, hang on to Jesus. He has not forgotten us. He is for us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for loving us and your Son, Jesus Christ, who died and rose for us. Forgive us when we think you've forgotten us, or we've forgotten to hang on, or we've looked at something else besides Jesus. But call us back, teach us to hang on, give us strength. We need your blessing. As Jacob wanted to be blessed by you, we need your blessing. Give us strength to believe and stay with you. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And by the way, I'm going to do a little advertisement. You saw the pink folders, this week's Martin Luther devotions. Luther talks much about this gospel reading, about this woman, Canaanite woman, and Jesus, and he leads us to think through this conversation. So if you haven't started these devotions or haven't done them very much, it's not too late to start. It's very interesting, Luther's teachings this week about this Canaanite woman. And I encourage you to do those devotions.